As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is King Caruso from the Black History Buff podcast, and before I get into anything, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who has contacted me over the last year or so to check in on me, and to my supporters on Patreon who've really held me down. I've been away for a hot minute because, well, to be honest, life has been giving me a real kicking, but it seems to be taking leg days off right now. And things have kind of eased up, so new episodes will be dropping soon. For those who need their history fix on a daily basis, please follow me on Instagram at Black History Buff and at Black History Podcast. And if you like your visuals, check out our YouTube channel where content lands weekly. In fact, what you're about to hear next is an episode from a YouTube series where I give the definitions of terms related to Black history. Some of which you might know, others you might not. So, kick back and relax while I give you a brief definition of the term sundown town. A sundown or sunset town was a city, town, or neighborhood in the US that excluded non-whites after dark. The term sundown came from the signs that were posted at the town's borders stating, "Negro, don't let the sun set on you here," a stark warning that let blacks know we had to leave by sundown. The sundowns were official town policy and were enforced by local police and civilians through intimidation, harassment, and violence. The phenomenon of sundown towns was the driving force behind civil rights activist Victor Green's decision to write the Negro Motorist Green Book, which detailed safe places for black travellers to rest and eat without fear of harassment, threats, or death. Contrary to popular belief, sundown towns were a northern and not a southern phenomenon. And with the arrival of the 1968 Fair Housing Act, the practice became illegal on paper. According to sociologist and author James W. Lowen, a sundown town is not just a place where something racist happened, it's an entire community or even county that for decades was all white on purpose. It's important to know that some sundown towns kept out Chinese Americans, Jews, Mexican Americans, Native Americans, and even Mormons, so there were no passes for them either. If you want to get an idea about what black travellers might have experienced when making their way through sundown towns, watch the first episode of HBO's Lovecraft Country. In the show, three black travellers making their way across 1950s America stopped to get something to eat at a nearby town. Absolute horror unfolds as the three realise they're in a sundown town and end up in a race against time with a racist sheriff. For me, sundown towns are confirmation of what I already knew, which is that some places solve the issue of having to deal with race by just creating a hostile environment. As a black man navigating this world, I have to be acutely aware of my environment at all times, lest I unwittingly stray into a no-go area, which I must add, still do exist. So the next time you hear, "We don't have a race issue here," trotted out by some local or official, or even a line manager, remember sundown towns and inquire a little bit further. It could just be that they ran out all the blacks and people of colour and made sure none ever wanted to stay. So that's the end of the episode. But before I go, I just want to ask you, have you ever been somewhere that just felt sundownish? Ever feel your racial spidey sense go off and need to leave somewhere fast? Or have you witnessed someone racially intimidated out of an area? If so, click on the link in the description and head over to YouTube and get involved in the discussion that's taking place in the comment section. And if you like my content and you want to support the creation of more, please consider supporting the show on Patreon or Steady. You can find the links for those in the description too. You've been listening to King Carus on the Black History Buff podcast, and I wish you health, happiness, and prosperity. Stay safe, and remember, Black history is world history.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save